As I've been thinking about our time today, there's just one thought that kept coming back to my mind, and that is this: the Word of God is working. The Word of God is working. The Word of God is working. I'm telling you, the Word of God is working. The Word of God is working. In Isaiah 55, verse 6 through 13, I want to read this passage. It's a familiar passage for many of us, but I want to read it and then give some context. Starting at verse 6, to seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. He will abundantly pardon. God's love is so great towards us. It's unconditional, meaning that no matter what happens in our lives, that love will never change. He's merciful. He's gracious towards us. That even when choices we make take us a different place than what he has intended, we simply need to come back to him. This word says that when we seek him, we'll find him. Sometimes the enemy will try to make you think that because of certain things that have happened, that the relationship with the Father will never be the same. That's not true concerning God. His love for us is unconditional. His plans for us are irrevocable. He created every one of us with purpose and destiny in mind. In the same passage, then he goes on and says this: for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than yours. I want you to notice there, it doesn't say different. It says higher. It says higher.
That's good.
We can have different thoughts and we can have different opinions, but God's making it real clear. You don't even think on the level that I think on.
Yes.
Your ways are way beneath my ways. Say higher.
Higher.
Come on, say higher.
Higher.
My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than yours. For as the rain and snow come down from heaven, and do not return there without watering the earth, and making it bear and sprout, and furnishing seed for the sower and bread for the eater. Now that's the same passage that we often read in Corinthians. It talks about sowing and giving. Seed to the sower, bread to the eater. That means he gives you seed to sow, and he's going to give you something to eat. He's going to give you something to sow, and he's going to give you provision for yourself.
Yes, that's right.
Those are two different things. Those are two different things. He desires that our faith moves to the place where we're no longer thinking about the provision for ourselves. Done. But when we live in that place of being the sower,
yes,
he gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. He says, so will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the manner for which I sent it. That means that the word that God has spoken is active. It's alive. It's on assignment. I like how Pastor Marisa said years ago, that word will not come back to the Father except it comes back and says, mission accomplished. Mission accomplished. So will be my word which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty or void without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. That tells me that when we are cooperating with God's word, what he has said will always come to pass the way that he intended. I do want you to know, and I'm speaking now as we relate to the flow of prophetic ministry, that when God gives a word, and even some of what you might have heard as we spoke over Janice, some word that comes to us comes with corresponding actions, meaning there's a part for you to do. But I want you to also recognize that there is not just that kind of word that comes. There's also the word that's already in you. When you were born, God put a word on the inside of you. He put an assignment on the inside of you. In Jeremiah chapter 1, it's a familiar passage of scripture as well. It says this, "Now the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. And before," it says, "and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." That's a word right there. I gave you an assignment while you were yet in your mother's womb. One of the things that I believe, one of the things that we teach as well as, excuse me, many others teach, is that before you arrive, God has already given you an assignment. You come here with purpose and destiny in mind. And the thing that you and I want to recognize and understand is when you get here, that word is working. That word is in operation. That word is working in you and that word is working around you. That's why I believe when we can, at a very young age of a child, begin to pray into and identify the giftings and maybe even the callings, we begin to pray that into existence. We begin to point them in the right direction. That way, that word begins to flourish and happen without all the contamination of the world. Is this making sense to you? So it goes on and it says here, and this is Jeremiah's response, "Behold, I do not know how to speak because I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am a youth, because everywhere I send you, you shall go, and all that I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord stretched out his hand and touched his mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms, to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. The word of the Lord came to me saying, what do you see, Jeremiah? What do you see, saints? What do you see? Are you able to see yourself in light of God's word? Are you seeing yourself in light of your conditions? Are you seeing yourself in light of the environment you grew up in? Are you seeing yourself in light of what people say about you, think about you? What do you see? He says, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am watching over my word to perform it. The word of God is working. I'm telling you, the word of God is working. My responsibility, your responsibility, is to steward that word. Steward that word. The word of God is quick, it's alive, it's powerful. In Hebrews, it speaks of it when it says, "For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing as far as the division of the soul and the spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge or discern the thoughts and intentions of the heart." That's how the word works. Did you not know the more words you have in you, the more discernment you'll have? The more words you have in you, the more discernment you'll have. Why? Because that word, which is alive, which is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, is working in us, sharpening our awareness of things. It's working. The word is working. The word is working. Lastly, in John 15, Jesus is speaking here, and he talks about being the vine, and we're the branches. He talks about abiding in him. Those that abide in him will bear fruit. Those that don't abide will not bear fruit. He talks about those that bear fruit, who don't bear fruit will be cut off. Those that do bear fruit will be pruned to bear more fruit. That's the working of the word in your life and in my life. But then he says this, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. He goes on and says, my Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made full. I want to encourage you this morning to recognize that God is working his word on your behalf. God is working his word according to his plans and his purposes for your life. When it talks about living in the unforced rhythms of grace, it's talking about living in a place where you and I recognize that I don't have to toil.
Right. That's right.
I don't have to overexert myself for this to happen. There's a place in God, there's a place in his word that brings you to a place of rest in him while the word is working on your behalf. He said, my word goes forth, it won't return to me void. That means his word is working. His word is working right now. The moment you and I grab a hold of that word, profess that word, confess that word, hold on to that word, then that word begins to work and be manifested in our lives. And so I want to just end out this time before we move into communion. I want to just lead you in a few kind of confessions or proclamations around the word. And it may fit you and it may not, but it ought to hit you somewhere. The word of God is working. The word of God is working. The word of God is working. I want to just say it a few more times, and I want you to say it. The word of God is working. Come on, say, the word of God is working. Say it again. The word of God is working. Can you say it with a little more passion? Period. Yeah. Yeah, the word of God is working. The word of God is working. I mean, sometimes you just got to step back in the midst of all the chaos and just tell you the Word of God is working. Now, you can say, I don't know how it's working, but the Word of God is working. Come on, the Word of God is working. The Word of God is working in my life. Right now. The Word of God is working in me. Perfecting me. Maturing me. Transforming me into the image of Christ. Now thank the Lord right now. The Word of God is working. I said the Word of God is working. The Word of God is working. When God speaks a word, things begin to shift, things begin to move. The more you're able to see it in the scriptures, the more you can live in the reality of it even now. You don't have to know how it's happening. Just know that it's going to happen. That whatever he says, he's going to do it. Why? He said, my word will not return to me void. It's not going to return empty. It's not going to return and say, I couldn't do it. I tried, but it just didn't work. When he speaks a word and you and I say yes and amen to that word, things are in motion right then. Come on, say the Word of God is working. Come on, say again, the Word of God is working in my life. Right now, the Word of God is working in me. The Word of God is perfecting me, maturing me, transforming me into the image of Christ. Now, if you believe that, I need you just to shout something in the atmosphere right now. I want to move us from the mundane and help us come into a place of awareness, of understanding that even in the midst of all this chaos and all this mess, the Word of God is working. 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 I don't care who ends up in the White House. The Word of God is working. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. The Word of God is working. The Word of God is working in my mind. Bringing every thought into captivity. And conformity. To the truth. Of God's Word. Concerning me. Come on, the Word of God is working. In my mind. Put your hand on your forehead. Come on. The Word of God is working. In my mind. Bringing every negative thought into captivity and conformity with the truth of God's Word concerning me. Now, what's this word say about you? Ah. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am the head and not the tail. I'm blessed going out and I'm blessed coming in. I'm a more than a conqueror through Christ. I am an overcomer. See, if you're going to say it, you got to know what the word says. You got to know what the word says about you. Because some days, life and some folk will try to make you think something else about yourself other than the reality of God's word. I am redeemed. Come on, I am redeemed. I am forgiven. The Word of God is working in my mind. Bringing every negative thought into captivity. And conformity with the truth of God's word concerning me. Life circumstances can't define you, except you let them define you. Your family can't define you unless you let them define you. When Jesus launched out into his ministry and his family thought he had lost his mind, and they said, hey, go get Jesus. Tell him to come over here. Jesus said, go tell them, I said, who is my mother? Who is my brother? But he that doeth the will of my Father. Things have changed. Things have shifted. I'm walking out the word that I got, that my daddy gave me to walk out. The word of God is working. Come on, say it again. The word of God is working. Just look at somebody and tell them the word of God is working. Come on, tell them the word of God is working. I don't care what I look like. The word of God is working. I don't care what I feel like. The word of God is working. Come on, the word of God is working. Come on, the word of God is working in my relationships. Yeah, bringing into my life the right people. And removing from my life the wrong people. Yeah, we need to pause right there for just a minute. Because you see, if you don't have the right people who see you in light of who God created you to be and what he's called you to do, somehow, sometimes, they can hinder you getting to the place that God intended. Come on, say the word of God is working in my relationships. Bringing into my life the right people. And removing from my life the wrong people. Yes, that, come on, you can clap there. Now, for some of y'all, some faces are going to flash in front of you, and you're going to need to make some adjustments. Okay. It just kind of did like this. It just got real quiet. Ooh. It was like... I think we need to say that one again. The word of God is working in my relationships. Y'all see it. I ain't trying. You can say it for yourself. Say it. When you are committed to the word, listen to me, when you are committed to the word, it'll help people make their decisions they need to make. The more you walk with God, the closer you get with God, and you're around some folk who don't want to be close to God, they won't want to be close to you. The word of God is working in my relationships, bringing into my life the right people and removing from my life the wrong people. Sensitivity to that will help you be where you need to be, when you need to be there, to meet who it is God intends for you to meet. I only got a couple more. The word of God is working in our homes, families, marriages, parents, guardians, children, grandchildren. Now that touches about everybody. Come on, clap or do something. The word of God is working in our homes, our families, marriages, parents, guardians, children, grandchildren. You can fill in whatever else you want to put into that. The point that I'm trying to get us to grab a hold of and leave here today is with the thought that the word of God is working in my life. The word of God is working in my life. The word of God is working in my life. The word of God is working in my life. The word of God is working in my life, and all he has for me is good and not evil. As a matter of fact, that's what he says in Jeremiah. I know the plans that I have for you, which are good and not evil, to bring you to an expected end. That's word. That's word. That's word. Now there was a little more that he said that was going to kind of, bring some sobriety to that word, because we get excited about that. But he says, but here's the deal. You're going to have to walk through this for a little bit. You're going to have to stay here just for a little while. Just a little while. Just 70 years. But that's a little while with God. That's a little while. That's a little while. He said, so you're going to have to strengthen yourselves, keep your families together, settle in. But in 70 years, I'm coming to get you. I'm talking about God's word is working. God's word is working. There's nothing that he has ever said that he's not marking time for its fulfillment. There's nothing that he will ever say to you prophetically, speak to you, that he's not marking time to bring about his fulfillment. The key is that you and I walk in lockstep with him, with Holy Spirit, and that word so that you're in the right place at the right time. Because God's word is working right now. And the last thing you want to do is be in the wrong place when the word is over here. What's that song? The wrong place, wrong time, right place, right time. Okay, y'all remember that song? You want to be right with God. You want to be right with the word so that when that word is ready to be fulfilled, you're right there in the right place for the fulfillment of it. The moment God speaks it, he's marking time. He tells them in Jeremiah, I'm coming to get you in 70 years. And when you get to the book of Ezra, you find exactly that he says, in order to fulfill the good word spoken. As a matter of fact, he sent that word forth. That word was working, 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 working. And that word comes back to him and says, it's time. It's time for the fulfillment of it. And it says, in order to fulfill the good word spoken by Jeremiah some 70 years ago, God moves on the heart of Cyrus, and he wasn't even a believer. Don't get stuck on, it's got to be somebody that's a Christian. It's got to be somebody saved. It's got to be somebody that speaks in tongues. Listen, God will use the heathen just like he will use the saved. He will use a non-tongue-talking believer just like he'll use a tongue-talking believer. I'm talking to you right now. I'm talking to you right now. And you need to know that God's not stepping, he's not standing back saying, so what name were you baptized in?
Right. Come on. Come on.
A whole lot of folks need to repent for how they wounded saints and told them they weren't saved because you weren't baptized in this name or you weren't baptized this way. Or you're not saved because you don't speak in tongues. God's word is working and it's multifaceted. His word is multifaceted. He told them in Jeremiah, you're going to be here 70 years. When you come out, I'm going to bring you out and you're going to come out with some goods. You're going to come out with some stuff. You're not coming out empty-handed. You're not coming out empty-handed. You're not coming out empty-handed. I'm not coming out empty-handed. I'm talking about that word where I'm not coming out empty-handed. I may not like the process. I may not like the time frame, but I'm not coming out empty-handed. I'm going to have something to show for this. I'm going to have something to show for walking this through. I'm going to have something to show for having stood on this word. Even when I didn't want to stand on it.
Come on.
Even when I wanted to change my mind.
Come on.
But his word is working.
Yes.
His word is working in me. His word is working in you. His word is working right now. The word of God, the word of God, the word of God. See, when we say the word of God, oftentimes we're thinking of it in this kind of form. No. The Bible says that in the beginning was the word. And the word was. We're not talking about a printed book. I'm talking about the one who looked out in eternity and said, put the stars over there. Put the moon over there. Son, you stay right here. I'm talking about, that's the word I'm talking about. I know I said I was almost done. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being. All things came into being through Him. And apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. In the beginning was the Word. The Word is working. The Word is working. The Word is working. That same Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw His glory, glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified about Him and cried out, saying, this was He whom I said, He who comes after me has a higher rank than I, for He existed before me. The Word is working. The Word is working. The Word of God is working. The Word of God is working. The Word of God is working in my physical body. The Word of God is working in my physical frame. The Word of God is working in my physical body, causing physical attack to be defeated. All sickness and disease is cursed, and divine health and wholeness are mine. Thank you. The Word of God is working. 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 The Word of God is working in my physical body, my physical frame, causing any physical attack to be defeated. All sickness and disease is cursed, and divine health and wholeness is mine. He was wounded for my transgression. I'm talking about the Word. See, know the Word, know the Word, know the Word. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace is upon Him. By His stripes, I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. The Word of God is working. The Word of God is working in my finances. The Word of God is working in my finances. The spirit of poverty and lack are broken off of my life. I no longer have a scarcity mentality. I live in the increase and abundance of resources that are mine through Jesus Christ. Now, I need about 7 of y'all to clap right there. No, I mean, can you get excited about anything right about now? The Word of God is working. It's multifaceted. The Word is working in all of these areas, and some areas we're not even talking about. The Word of God is working. The Word of God is working. The Word of God is working. The moment He speaks it, the moment He speaks it, the Word of God is working in my finances. Say that. The spirit of poverty and lack are broken off of my life. Now lift up a shout of praise right there. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. See, I don't know about you. I didn't grow up in affluence. I didn't grow up in the lifestyle that we just had everything and anything that we wanted. And so when you don't live in that kind of place, it's very easy for you to grow up not recognizing that certain things have attached themselves to you, to your mind, that cause you to operate and live out of a place of less than, because that's all you've known. And yet at the same time, he wants to renew our minds. Our minds are renewed by the washing of the Word. It's through the renewing of our minds that we come into that place of recognizing, I don't have to live like this anymore. I don't have to stay in this place anymore. The Word of God is working in my finances. The spirit of poverty and lack is broken off of my life. I no longer have a scarcity mentality. What's that scarcity mentality? It just simply means what you have, you think that's all you're going to ever have. What you have, you think you're never going to have that much again, so you don't use it the way that you need to use it because you think that this is all you're ever going to have. Scarcity mentality causes you to hold on to things. You will never be a sower if you're bound by that kind of mentality. The scarcity mentality will have you living very small. Not good or bad, not right or wrong, but it is more or less. I live in the increase and abundance of resources that are mine through Jesus Christ. I live in the increase and abundance of resources. I live in the increase and abundance of resources that are mine through Jesus Christ. I need you to say it. I live. And if that's not your reality, you need to keep saying it until it is. Because here's one of the dynamics of the Word of God. You can't confess the Word. You can't profess the Word. You can't proclaim the Word, declare the Word consistently, intentionally, and it not change your life. It just won't happen. Why? Because his Word will not return to him void.